So you believe in Jesus. Great. But what are you doing with that? What impact is your faith having in this world? How many people have been pulled back from the brink of hell because through you, they met Jesus? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. They're awkward questions, even uncomfortable questions, aren't they? But I'm not an evangelist. That's not my job. That's why we pay the pastor at our church. Well, that's one way of looking at it. Here's another. John chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. Jesus continued walking by Lake Galilee. He saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee. They were preparing their nets to catch fish. Jesus told the brothers to come with him, so they immediately left the boat and their father, and they followed Jesus. Now, even before Jesus happened along, imagine that all that James, John, and Zebedee did was to prepare the nets. They tended them, they cleaned them, they repaired them, they folded them over and over again, but they never went out onto the Sea of Galilee to fish. How successful was their business going to be, do you think? Then Jesus comes along and promises to make them fishers of men. So they follow him. Hallelujah. Bold step there, James and John. But how successful do you imagine that they would have been at that after Jesus had ascended into heaven, had they just sat around in their weekly small group meeting talking about how wonderful that Jesus was and all the things he said and what it all meant? Where would the church be today? Would there even be a church if they hadn't gone out fishing, something that eventually cost them all their lives? So here's the question. Are you out there fishing, or are you preoccupied with the nets? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Yeah, leaving your comfort zone can be a tad uncomfortable. But if you'd like to become all that he made you to be, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.